Classic Hits Sports Presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Skip pass here from Crowley. Back up top Oreta to Crowley on the right wing. Down low, Bartlett spins to the right side. 8-footer off the glass, up and in. And Elm Creek has come out in the second half with a little more fire in their belly, and it's 33-29.
Tonight, it's the quarterfinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament from Pleasanton. High School Basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Baseline right side, Caleb Pritchard into Reese. Reese in the double team. Off the glass, up and in. Garrett is doing a great job of catching the ball in traffic. He's made a couple of nice one-handed catches, and he's got 16 points.
In Game 1 tonight, it's a battle of 4th and 5th seeds as Loomis takes on Elm Creek. Game 2 this evening features top-seeded Bulldogs battling the Elwood Pirates. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Dudo right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday Night Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. It is the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Quarterfinals tonight from Pleasanton. And up first, the battle of 4 and 5 seeds, the Loomis Wolves and the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Along with our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Everything in the conference tournament was pushed back a day due to the weather this week. Most tournaments still don't get underway till tomorrow. Blue Platte is playing their play-in games tonight. Last night, the girls' quarterfinals were played in the Fort Kearney Conference, and we got a chance to see a couple of good games up the road in Amherst, and there were also an upset, couple of good games. All four were actually close last night, but advancing on, Amherst and Elm Creek in the top half of the bracket. Wilcox-Hildreth advancing on with Eustace Farnham in the bottom half of the bracket. The girls will play their semifinals tomorrow night at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. The boys on Friday, and then the consolation and championship Saturday, and all those games will air on ESPN 1460. And all the games, all the time, are on the web. Tonight, KKPR.com, and over the weekend, you can go to KKPR.com, click on the game link, and you'll be able to listen to any of the Fort Kearney Conference contests. Our second game tonight will be between the top seed Pleasanton Bulldogs and the Elwood Pirates, who advanced on with the win in Saturday's opening round contest. Now, for Loomis and Elm Creek, they're both trying to advance into the semifinal round for the first time in a while. Loomis, a mainstay in that semifinal, hasn't been there a couple of years where they got real young, and now they are rebuilding. Last year, they were the sixth seed and lost in the quarterfinals to Overton. For Elm Creek last year, they were the eighth seed and got knocked out by Amherst, but this time around, they're able to get by Wilcox-Hildreth and stay alive here in the conference tournament. On the Elwood side, we should say, able to get by. So that's what you've got for these two teams trying to advance on to Friday night's semifinal. We'll come back, take a look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show in 1 minute.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney. First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, where it's time now to take a look at the starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank is the better bank. First off, the visitors tonight, the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Number four is a 6'1 junior, Austin Samuelson. Number 10, a 6'foot senior, Luca Reda. Number 12, a 6'foot sophomore, Zach Crowley. Number 14, a 5'9 junior, Travis Stevens. And number 40, 6'2 freshman, Jacob Bartling. Head coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes is Tanner Cavity, assisted by Eric Rippon, Josh Kershaw, and David Bolish. They're 7-7 on the season and do own a 3-point win over Loomis earlier this year. For the Wolves, number 12 is a 5'11 junior, Clay McNall. Number 20, a 6-foot senior, Parker Lindstrom. Number 22, a 5'10 junior, Kalen Anderson. Number 30, a 6-foot sophomore, Shane Sunquist. And number 40, a 6-foot senior, Jamison Bartrup. The head coach of the Wolves is Steve Johnson, assisted by Casey Verbka. Loomis is 9-4 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you tonight by Five Points Bank, your community bank, where they invest in assets locally and make decisions locally. We'll be back with more after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Loomis, along with Elm Creek and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. The New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs, where they're proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Wolf, Brocious, and Beasley, the three-man officiating crew. Loomis will be the home team in the dark blue and gold trim, the home white for Loomis in the green trim, and it will be Elm Creek to win the opening tap, and we are underway. Loomis is going to go with a man-to-man, trying the back cut there. It was going to be Stevens, but well covered. Now he'll pop out, fake the three, and bring it to the right elbow. Had the shot, didn't take it, swings it to the right side to Oreda. Oreda attacks the baseline, got by his defender, lays it up and in, and Luke Oreda gets Elm Creek on the board. It is 2-0. Now Loomis will get their first crack of this quarterfinal contest. Looks like it'll stay in the zone here for Elm Creek. Throw over the top of it. Coach Steve Johnson said first time they got beat, said they didn't shoot the ball all that well. Hopes to shoot the ball better here tonight. A team that a lot, Matt Houston in the second game of the year. Remember, this is a team that upset Overton, and then the very next night went to overtime to beat Amherst, who has just one win. And that was the game after Matt got hurt, as the jumper on a baseline is no good by Sunquist, but it's tipped out to Clay McNall, and another opportunity here as it's kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with Loomis. So the Wolves will take it out in front of their fans on the far side here. And we're glad to have you along with us tonight for this doubleheader. In the paint, trapped in there, trying to get rid of it is Lindstrom, and we're going to get a 3-second violation. Parker got rid of it, but then he didn't get out of the lane. He threw the ball out and stayed in there. And a 3-second call. We'll give the ball back over to Elm Creek, and Loomis will put on some full court pressure. Not a lot of seniors on either one of these ball clubs. Only one, and that's Oreda for Elm Creek, and only three for Loomis, two in the starting lineup. Right now, the Wolves will bring across the ball across the timeline here for Elm Creek. It'll be Zach Crowley. 5-second count on. He better do something. Brings it to the high post, kicks it off the last second to Austin Samuelson. And he'll hand it off to the big fellow, Jacob Bartling, a freshman to watch, but it's stolen away. The steal by McNall takes it to the other end. Ooh, he got undercut as he went in for the layup, and bodies fall to the floor. He'll be okay. But two free throws coming up. The foul will be on Travis Stevens, first of the game. And it looks like Loomis will get a chance to get on the board from the free throw line. a minute and a half into the contest. So the first free throw coming up for Clay McNall is on the way, and it is good. 2-1 Elm Creek. Early going here. Pleasanton plays Elwood in the next contest. Second free throw coming up now for the Wolves. And it's on the way, and McNall skips it out. No good. Rebound brought down by Luke Oreda. And Elm Creek will push it up with Oreda. All the way to the front court. Stop. Gives it off the last second to Bartling in the paint. Six-footer off the glass is up and in for Jacob Bartling. And that makes it 4-1 in favor of the Buffaloes. Loomis gets it to the top of the key. Kicked away. Ball's headed out of bounds. And it's out of bounds off of Elm Creek. Loomis basketball as Oreda couldn't save it. It took a bad bounce there after Elm Creek tipped it away. Went off the foot of Samuelson and scooted really quick to the other end of the court. So Loomis getting the ball up the floor here, trying to get a decent shot away. With it is McDonald, trapped in that 2-3 zone here that Elm Creek's throwing at him. Maybe a 1-3-1 as they try to get it down the low block to Bartruff, and over the top with a reach-in foul, Elm Creek. And the foul is going to be on Travis Stevens, and he's got two early ones. And let's see what Coach Tanner Cavity wants to do here. Going to leave him in with a couple of minutes gone here in the first quarter, and two fouls on Stevens. They'll throw over the top of the zone here and set up a three for Parker Lindstrom. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound pulled down by Bartling, and Elm Creek needs some help. Bartling finally gets to Areta. He'll push it up the floor by a couple of defenders, decides to knife it all the way to the glass and lay it up and in. Luke Areta with a couple of buckets and an early five-point lead here, and now Loomis is going to be called for a carry with nobody on him. Second turnover for the Wolves, so not a good start here for Loomis, who lost to Elm Creek at Elm Creek, 51-48, the first game of the new year. That started a three-game road swing. In fact, Loomis has only played one home game this month, and that was a pretty easy win over Elwood. They've lost to Alma by one and Arapahoe by nine. They beat Wilcox, Hildreth, Elwood, and Axtell in their last six games here. Elm Creek trying to get a bigger lead, get it up top to Zach Crowley against the man-to-man. He's guarded up there by Matt Gray, who is checked in. Off the post, they'll try and go a little pick and roll, and it's going to be stolen away. Ends up in the hands of Bartruff. Elm Creek with their first turnover. Loomis wants to run, trying to get it underneath. Josh Earsom has also checked in now for the Wolves. Reverse it right side to Sundquist. Sundquist down on the baseline and standing out of bounds. A foul called on Elm Creek. Zach Johnson just checked in, and he's going to be called for the foul. Third foul on Elm Creek, but they have the lead, 6-1, with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. They force that ball inside to Bartruff, and Bartruff, well defended, it's just taken away by Jacob Bartling. He tried to force the shot up, and there were three Wolves that couldn't get the rebound. It was just knocked out of his hands, and now at the other end, the ball is punched into the hands of Samuelson. Reverse it up top for a three, Crowley, and he hit it. Great start by Elm Creek, and timeout, Loomis Wolves. With 4:40 to go in the first quarter of play, it is Elm Creek 9 and Loomis 1, and we are back after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. I want to thank the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school basketball tonight from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. But right now, Loomis, they want to shoot better. Well, first they got to shoot. And they're down 9-1 with three early turnovers. Have not made a field goal. 4.5 to go first quarter. While Elm Creek's a little more warm to start this ball game. Into the left-hand corner, Kalen Anderson. Skip pass over the top of that zone. Now they dump it down low. Here's a turnaround jumper off the glass, up and in by Jamison Bartruff. And by just moving the ball a little quicker over that zone, it gave him an open look, and it's 9-3. Into the front court with it is Zach Johnson, and a travel going to be called as he got it to Areta. Second turnover for Elm Creek. Also going on tonight over at Overton, the other half of the bracket, the quarterfinals. Eustace Farnham and SEM playing right now. That'll be followed by Overton taking on Axtell in the second game. And now a foul as Loomis brings it into the front court. Elm Creek committing some early fouls. Going to go on Austin Samuelson on the reach-in. His first, fourth team foul already of the quarter here for the Buffaloes. And Loomis will throw it in. on the far side. They'll kick it out top to McDowell. Try to lob it into the big fella. Bartruff, double pump, deflected out of there on the good defense by Zach Crowley. And the rebound will be brought down by Luke Areta. Areta, one on four, ran out of room and gives the ball away. Loomis now will push it with McNall. McNall runs over a man, and they're going to call him for the charge. Taking the charge in the paint was Zach Crowley. And an offensive foul on Clay McNall, who really didn't make much of an effort to try and avoid the contact. And here comes Damon Steinbrink into the ball game, the third senior that we had mentioned earlier. Steinbrink is 6 foot senior. 9-3 in favor of Elm Creek, but now they're trapped in the backcourt. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Loomis. And a fourth Elm Creek turnover. So the turnovers have switched in a hurry here after that timeout. Elm Creek has struggled in the last minute. A couple of turnovers and no points. Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. Swinging out on the right wing. Three-point land. No shot for Kalen Anderson. Tries to drive. Doesn't get anywhere but trapped. Throws all the way to the left wing. Gets it into the hands of McNall, who tries to force it inside. The ball deflected away. Out of bounds off of Elm Creek, Zach Crowley. 3:28 to go here in the first quarter. It's Elm Creek 9 and Loomis 3. And Elm Creek's in a sub-in. Here comes Kyler Beck, a 5'11 freshman, and Areta will get a little bit of a breather. Loomis basketball, and Kalen Anderson has it. Over on the left wing, they'll go to McNall. Skip pass back to Anderson. Anderson trying to get out of the way of that screen and ends up with a double dribble. Fourth turnover for Loomis. And that'll allow him to put some pressure on. Loomis would like to score, put that full court pressure on and get something going, but they only have one bucket in the ball game, and they trail 9-3. Cherry pick to the other end, long pass to Samuelson. Samuelson tries to throw through the paint there to Beck, being kicked around and ends up in Crowley's hand at the top of the key for three. It's off the mark, no good. And Damon Steinbrink will get the rebound. And up the floor, Loomis walked with the basketball. The pass was behind Matt Gray, and as he tried to grab it, he just flat out lost his balance. Back into the ball game for Elm Creek is Sean Smith now. He's another fresh sophomore, 6'5". So Elm Creek does have a little height. Doesn't necessarily all find its way into the starting lineup. Smith comes in, though. Elm Creek basketball working against pressure and a walk in the backcourt. So now we're starting to see quite a few turnovers. Each team with five here in the first quarter. And immediately, Luke Areta will come back in to try and handle those ball handling duties. Clay McNall has it for Loomis. It's been 9-3 for quite a while. Up top, McNall doesn't want the three. Bounce pass right corner. Here's a baseline jumper on the way. No good that time by Anderson. Ball fought for and grabbed by Gray. And now a three-pointer on the way, up and in by Clay McNall. So Gray grabbed it, gave it right to McNall, who buried the three. And it's 9-6 Elm Creek. Buffalo ball in the backcourt. Zach Johnson finally makes a long pass over the top of it to Kyler Beck. Two on one. Bounce pass cannot be handled by Smith. Down at his ankles and out of bounds it goes. Elm Creek did a good job of breaking the press and then couldn't finish the two on one. Now Loomis will bring Parker Lindstrom, Shane Sundquist back into the game. Clay McNall, Jamison Bartruff, and Steinbrink are on the floor. Loomis with the basketball. Into the left-hand corner they go. Working around the perimeter here, trying to get something going. They have cut into that lead. It was 8. Now it's down to 3. Lob it down low to Bartruff. Bartruff got the double team. Puts it up. Missed it. Got it back again. Changes position. Has it blocked out of there by Areta. And it's going to be Elm Creek to get out of there with the basketball. After Loomis had a couple of looks from right near the hoop. Loomis is picking up their defensive pressure, using the ball fake and driving in and scoring, though. It will be Kyler Beck. And Beck will finally break Elm Creek's scoreless string. And at the other end, coast-to-coast, dangerous shot, Shane Sundquist, but he got it to go. He didn't care who was in the way. He was able to take it into the paint and hit the finger roll. 11-8 Buffaloes, a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Pass comes up to midcourt, and Steinbrink steps in front of the defender and steals it away. He became the offensive player after stepping in front of that defender. They'll go in the corner to Clay McNall. His three is no good, and Elm Creek will grab the rebound. Bartling has his second. Into the front court it goes. Buffalo's Bartling, they don't want him dribbling the ball too much. Needs some help. Bounce pass through the middle of the double team over to Beck. Right wing, three-pointer on the way. Johnson off the mark, no good. Ball batted around, and Steinbrink will run it down in the corner for Loomis. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Loomis wants to run over to Parker Lindstrom. Left-hand corner, they go to Sunquist. Try to get it on the post, and it's tipped and stolen away. Sixth turnover for Loomis. Elm Creek ball with 40 seconds to go in the quarter, leading it by three. Swing it to the right side of the key here to Kyler Beck against the Wolves man-to-man. Reverse it left corner now. Zach Johnson loses his dribble. He's in a little trouble. Throws it up for grabs. It's punched out of there by Bartruff and stolen away. Eighth turnover for Elm Creek. Loomis ball down three. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Sunquist thinking about the three, didn't want it. McNall skip pass right side. Three-pointer Lindstrom on the way, no good. Rebound, pulled down Bartruff. He put it back up and in. And we're down to 7 seconds to go here. Elm Creek does get it in. Oreda midcourt with three, then dribbled it off his leg and out of bounds as time expires. Too many turnovers in the first quarter, but we've got a one-point ball game here in the Fort Kearney Conference quarterfinals. It's Elm Creek 11 and Loomis 10. We'll be back with more Fort Kearney Conference basketball in a minute.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And we get the second quarter underway here in our Fort Kearney Conference quarterfinal. Elm Creek will have the basketball. They'll go right to the baseline, and Samuelson wastes no time getting his first bucket of the ball game. And Elm Creek back up by three, 13-10 here over the Loomis Wolves. We're at Pleasanton for tonight's high school hoops. Winner advances on to Friday's semifinal, trying to force it into Bartruff, and Bartling leaps in front and steals the basketball away. Loomis with seven turnovers. Elm Creek with eight already in this basketball game. Oreda brings it into the front court. Gives it off to Crowley. Back over to Oreda. At the end of the first quarter in Overton, Eustace Farnham and SEM are tied at eight. And a foul called here to stop play on the Loomis Wolves. It will be called on Jamison Bartruff, it looks like. Now they lob it into Bartling from the side. He catches and scores. Nice play there by Elm Creek. Foul on Bartruff, his first, just the second team foul. 15-10 now, Elm Creek by five. They've done some balanced scoring so far in the ball game. Loomis, a couple of kids with 4 points, and we've got a whistle and a foul underneath. McDowell and Bartruff each have four. Foul on Elm Creek's going to go on Austin Samuelson, I do believe. Let's wait and see for him to post it. Or is it on Bartling? Nope. Looks like it's going to be on Jacob Bartling. His first, the team's fifth. They put it up on the wrong team. Now they change it. It is on Austin Samuelson, his second. And the free throw is up and in by Kalen Anderson. Second free throw now for Anderson on the way. And he hits them both, his first 2 points of the ball game. A minute into the second quarter, it is 15-12. And then a turnover on the inbounds pass by Elm Creek. A ton of turnovers here early on. And at this point in the season, neither coach wants to see that happen. 9 for Elm Creek, 7 for Loomis, and we've played 9 minutes of the game. Loomis basketball underneath their own hoop. They'll swing it into the right-hand corner, not even looking for the three. Thinking about it now that nobody is able to get open. Instead, he'll lob it inside, and it's going to be taken away. They're trying to get it to Bartruff as much as possible, and Oreda with the steal. Another turnover. Elm Creek basketball at the high post. Driving in and getting cut off there is Zach Crawley. They'll give it to Stevens, right side Samuelson. They spread the floor that paint area. The lane is open. Oreda, he throws it in, and Samuelson wasn't looking, and another turnover. Loomis will push the ball up the floor. Anderson double clutches in the paint. No good. Rebound brought down by Travis Stevens. Pressure in the backcourt on Oreda. Right on him is going to be Shane Sundquist can't get the steal this time, and Elm Creek finally gets it into the front court. Down to Bartling, works on Bartra, spins with the left hand, missed it, got the rebound, and is fouled. The foul will be on Jameson Bartra, his second, and the team's third personal foul. 6:11 to go, first half. It's 15-12 Elm Creek, and they'll have the ball underneath their own hoop here, guarding this three-point lead. And to throw it in, Zach Johnson, who has just re-entered the ball game. Bartley got wide open on the backside, but had his shot blocked underneath by Kyle Samuelson. And they'll clean the glass. Loomis ball. Good recovery underneath there by the Loomis Wolves. And now another turnover. Boy, turnovers where you just don't even expect to see turnovers. And now Elm Creek does the same thing, just flat out dribbled off their foot and out of bounds. 11 turnovers for Elm Creek in 10 minutes. And Loomis isn't doing any better. They got 9. Hard to coach much here. Can't even get into their half-court offense. They're turning it over so much. And let's see who can solve that problem first. Loomis works against the 1-3-1. Get it out to Anderson at the high post. He walked with the basketball. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats. Preview game number 2 between Pleasanton and Elmwood. And with all these turnovers, we've had very few shots, and it keeps it a low-scoring game. And now Loomis steals the ball in the backcourt on the pressure. That's Kyle Rademacher coming out of there with it. Over to the right side, Rademacher, and then he walked. This is bordering on insane. You've got two teams that are 500 or above, and they're just not taking care of the basketball right now. Coming off a couple of days of practice since they've had to play. And Elm Creek will push it up the floor. Deflected pass away. Both teams are moving a little quicker than maybe they should be. We'll see if they slow down a little bit what happens. Elm Creek ball underneath their own hoop. Leading by 3, 15-12. Inbounds pass comes to Areta. Fakes the 3, tries to drive into the paint. Cut off at the left elbow. Turns, hands it off the back. He's not afraid. Drives, left hand runner, no good. Matt Gray will pull down the loose ball for Loomis. Off to Clay McNall. Lobs it down to the low block to Samuelson. Kicks it out on the wing for a 3. That is up and in by Kalen Anderson. And this ball game is tied at 15. Loomis now 2 of 5 beyond the arc. Elm Creek 1 of 3. Oreta drives. Got caught in no man's land. Tried to throw it to Bartling. Did he save it? Well, he made a nice play. He threw it off the leg of a Loomis Wolf out of bounds. And saves the possession. So Elm Creek will get the ball deep in their own front court. Far corner, almost heading to the locker room. And they'll try and throw it in here over the Elm Creek man-to-man pressure. Looking and kick it out to the safety valve here, which is Kyler Beck. He'll drive, kick it off, deflected away, and picked back up by Johnson. To Beck, opening on a baseline, drives in and got fouled. And Kyler Beck will go to the line to shoot 2 free throws. The foul will be on Matt Gray, his first. 4th team foul on Loomis. Beck has a bucket earlier in this game, and he'll put the shot up and in. 16-15 Elm Creek, 4:40 to go here in the first half, and now Travis Stevens will re-enter the game for Elm Creek. Second free throw now coming up for Beck, who really kind of has a two-hand set shot, and it's short this time, no good. Matt Gray will grab his 3rd rebound. And the Wolves will get back into the front court here. Bounce pass right wing, try to lob it to Gray. He's well out of the low block. Kick it in and get it back to him. He's a little closer. Shot no good. Offensive rebound off to Samuelson. Missed Gray. Gray can't get it to go. Ball loose again. Picked up by McNall. Just kind of throws it up there. It's no good. Fight for the loose ball. And Jacob Bartling will come out of there with it for Elm Creek. Give it off to Luke Oreta. Oreta needs some help. Ball being knocked around. Elm Creek saves it, though. And a walk call. Back into the ball game for Loomis will be Parker Lindstrom and Shane Sundquist. Both teams trying to sub a little bit. Now Damon Steinbrink. Coach Johnson seems to be subbing a little more often, or a couple more kids than Elm Creek is able to put into the ball game. Midway through the second quarter. 16-15 in favor of the Wolves. Get it into the paint to Steinbrink. He's covered. Kicks it out on the wing to Lindstrom. Lindstrom tries the left baseline. Nowhere to go. Oreta cuts him off. Switch it to the right side. Here's Sundquist. Dribbles around to the right, back to the left, and he ends up in the same place he started. Swings it over to Lindstrom. Try to get it inside to Gray. Gray has some room. Puts it up no good. Offensive rebound. Put back up and in by Kyle Rademacher. And Loomis has taken the lead for the first time in the ball game, 17-16, after they were down early 9-1. Elm Creek in transition, fires a three, and it's right through there. Travis Stevens hits the three-point bucket, and Elm Creek did not trail for very long. They're back on top, 19-17. Loomis, skip pass, right side. Down low, open again, as Samuelson off the bounce pass. Rademacher, he'll put it up and in. And we are tied at 19, and then on the inbound, too much pressure by the Wolves, and a foul. It's going to go on Parker Lindstrom. 3:03 to go here, first half, knotted up at 19. And Elm Creek to throw it in again against this full court pressure for Loomis. Dump it into Johnson. Zach needs some help, finds Oreta. Oreta, double team, trying to throw through it, does. Gets it into the front court, kicks it left wing. Zach Crowley takes it into the paint, left hand, switch, put it up, no good. Good move, rebound brought down by Parker Lindstrom, and up the floor he comes for Loomis. Stopped at the top of the key. And swings it over to Sundquist, to Steinbrink. Back door finds Gray. Shot blocked. Zach Crowley got a hand on it. And Elm Creek basketball. Up the floor they come. Outlet pass to Zach from Oreta. Nowhere to go. Crowley dribbling in front of the Loomis bench. Wants Oreta and hands it off to him. They sag, pours him to the right corner. Back out to Zach Johnson. Reverse it left side. Crowley has an opening on the baseline. Attacks that defense and puts it up and in. Zach Crowley with 5 points, 21-19 Elm Creek. And Loomis will bring the ball across the timeline, stop when they get there, throw it over to Matt Gray. Skip pass here against the 1-3-1 zone, trying to find a way all the way to the hoop. The drive, the shot, it's no good that time by Lindstrom, and nobody grabs it. It goes off a foot out of bounds to Elm Creek. Here comes McNall and Anderson and Samuelson back into the ball game for the Loomis Wolves. 1:56 to go here, first half. Elm Creek 21, Loomis 19, and it's Elm Creek basketball. Zach Johnson across the timeline, stops rather quickly, avoids the walk, and now looks for Crowley on a back cut, caught it, shot it, scored, and he'll be fouled. Zach Crowley now with 7 points to lead the way for the Buffaloes and has a chance at a three-point play. Foul will be called on Loomis's Kyle Samuelson, his first. And now Loomis actually has more fouls than Elm Creek. The Buffaloes were called for the first 4 fouls of the game. And in the last 10 minutes, have only committed one. The free throw is no good. And the rebound brought down by Samuelson. 23-19 Elm Creek. They have scored the last 4 points. And working their way to the right-hand corner, pulling up McNall. Hits the jumper from 12, right corner. And McNall has 6 points, 23-21. Loomis down 2. Minute 20 to go here in the first half. Elm Creek across the timeline. Crowley needs some help. Finally throws it up to Oreta. Oreta into the paint. Pull-up jumper from 7. No good. Rebound brought down by Kyle Samuelson. Samuelson outlet pass to Parker Lindstrom. Lindstrom gets up the floor. Elm Creek's beating them back every time, though. And cutting down any transition opportunities. A minute to go in the first half. Here's Anderson for 3. It's over everything that time. And into the hands of Austin Samuelson. Elm Creek trying to get the ball into the front court. Let's see what they do. Trapped in the back court. Might need a timeout, and they'll use one. Timeout, Elm Creek. It's their first of the ball game. 48 seconds remain here. The second quarter of play. It is Elm Creek 23, Loomis 21. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Again, the other conference tournament game that's going on right now, SEM and Eustis Farnham, they were tied at 8 at the end of the first quarter. We We'll keep you updated on the games from Overton throughout the night right here. We're 48 seconds away from halftime, and Elm Creek has a two-point lead, 23-21. They get it into the backcourt. Oreta finds a way to get through the double team, then throws to the back door. Samuelson had it, and then as he goes up, it slipped out of his hands and out of bounds. Oh, Samuelson had a gimme, and it just flat out slipped out of his hands. And now Loomis has a chance to tie or take the lead with 30 seconds to go. McNall, three guys up trying to trap him. Somebody's got to be open. They give it off to Parker Lindstrom. Throw over the top of the zone to McNall. Back to Anderson. To McNall for three, and he'll knock it home. Clay McNall hits the three-pointer, and Loomis has the lead. 15 seconds to go in the half. Oreta picks his dribble over the backcourt. 10 seconds still in the backcourt. Now to Oreta. Into the front court they go. To the big guy, Bartley, in the right-hand corner. Knocked out of his hands with just under 6 seconds to go. And Loomis, who's only led twice, could have the lead at the half. Elm Creek gets it in. They go to Samuelson, to Oreta. Oreta well contested, and they'll lob it underneath and hit the glass and won't even get a shot away. And that brings us to halftime. And Elm Creek, who led this basketball game, what, they're 16 minutes in the half. They had the lead for 15 minutes and 40 seconds of it, but not at halftime. It is Loomis 24, Elm Creek 23. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits, and we'll bring you all the numbers and more after this timeout.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. We are at half of our Fort Kearney Conference boys quarterfinal matchup. Your score, Loomis 24 and Elm Creek 23. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. As we said, the next game on the docket will be Pleasanton taking on Elwood, and they played back in December. The second weekend of the year is the normal get-together for these ball clubs, and Pleasanton beat Elwood 64-38 for their third straight win. Pleasanton is now 12-3 on the season. Their loss came to Overton, to Eustace Farnham in overtime, and they have split their two games this year with Arapahoe. You take a look at the Elwood Pirates, and they have won two of their last four after losing five in a row. They beat Anselmo Myrna. Of course, they beat Wilcox-Hildreth in the play-in game on Saturday, 41-38. And we'll see what they can do tonight. They played Eustace Farnham fairly close right before the tournament, an 11-point game against the Eustace Farnham team that's playing good basketball this year. But they do have one win over a Sargent ball club in the holiday tournament that a lot of people know about, the Bulldog athletes, and is having a decent year as well. So Ken Elwood, kind of like we saw in last night's girls game, come out and keep this a contest all the way, not only to the halftime, but to the very end, because some good play last night on the girls' side. And here's how the bracket sets up, not only on the girls, but on the boys. Here's where you're at in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. For the boys, the winner of this game will play Friday night at 6:15 at the Viero Events Center against the winner of our next game between Pleasanton and Elwood. And then going on right now, Eustace Farnham and SEM are playing in Overton. The winner of that plays either Overton or Axtell at 8 o'clock Friday night at the Viero Events Center, with the consolation and championship games coming up on Saturday. The girls, last night, Amherst beat Axtell 70-63. Elm Creek down SEM 49-41. So Amherst and Elm Creek will play tomorrow night at 6:15 at the Viero Events Center. In the bottom half of the bracket, Eustace Farnham got by Elwood 41-36, and Wilcox-Hildreth upset Loomis 40-37. So Eustace Farnham and Wilcox Hildreth play tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. All of the tournament games from here on out in the FKC can be heard on ESPN 1460, the web, either KKPR.com or ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll have all of that action for you tomorrow night here on Classic Hits. The Kearney Catholic boys travel to Ord to take on the Chanticleers in the quarterfinals of the Lou Platte. And then all of the semifinals will be at Gibbon on Friday. The boys will play at 2 and 4. The girls will play at 6 and 8. We will also be bringing you the consolation and championships from Gibbon on Saturday here on Classic Hits. Got an update from Overton at the half. They're having trouble scoring. It is SEM and Eustace Farnham tied at 13 at halftime in Overton. Here it is Loomis 24 and Elm Creek 23. We'll be back with the numbers in a minute on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Pleasanton, where it's time to take a look at the halftime stats on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First of all, for Elm Creek, Austin Samuelson has 2 points and one rebound. Luke Areta, 4 points, two rebounds. He also has a blocked shot. Zach Crawley leads the team with 7 points. He has a blocked shot. Travis Stevens has hit a three. He has one rebound. Tyler Beck has 3 points, and Jacob Bartling, 4 points and four rebounds. Four rebounds in each quarter. Again, there's been so many turnovers that there haven't been a lot of shots, thus not a lot of rebounds. One of three at the free throw line all in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, one of three in the first, one of the second. Turnovers, eight in the first quarter and six in the second for the Buffaloes. Foul situation, Travis Stevens and Austin Samuelson each have two. Elm Creek had 11 points in the first quarter and 12 in the second. At the half, 23 points, eight rebounds, one out of three at the free throw line, two of four from three-point land, two blocks and 14 turnovers for the Buffaloes. We'll come back and take a look at the numbers for the Loomis Wolves right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
Now let's take a look at the first half numbers for the Loomis Wolves. Clay McNall leads the scoring with 9 points. He has two rebounds. Kyle Rademacher, 4 points, one rebound. Parker Lindstrom, one rebound. Kalen Anderson, 5 points. Shane Sundquist, 2 points. Matt Gray, 4 rebounds. Jamison Bartra, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Kyle Samuelson, 2 rebounds and a block. And Damon Steinbrink has 2 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting for Loomis, 1 of 4 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 6 of the first quarter, 5 in the second. Foul situation, Bartra has 2. Nobody else with more than 1. 10 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second at the half, 24 points, 14 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 3 of 7 from three-point land, 1 block and 11 turnovers at the half in this boys' quarterfinal game in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. The 4th seed Loomis leads the 5th seed Elm Creek 24-23. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Loomis Wolves will get the ball to start the third quarter of play. We had as many shot attempts as we did turnovers in that first half, and Loomis will immediately lob it into Bartrup. He's right under the hoop, and he'll score. And the Wolves now lead it by 3. That's their largest lead. Remember, Elm Creek started the game with a 9-1 lead, and Loomis has been working their way back ever since. And now at midcourt, the ball deflected away. Elm Creek picks it up and just beat the 10-second count. Oreda will swing it over to Travis Stevens. Stevens up top, ball knocked away. Oreda runs it down to the backcourt. Now they've got a 5-on-4. Swing it over to the right side. Stevens on the low block. Bartley spins with a left hand, puts it up, no good. He'll swat it back out into the hands of Zach Crowley. And he'll swing it into the corner to Samuelson, and they'll try again. And then he throws it cross-court against the man-to-man and throws it into the crowd. And a turnover here for Elm Creek, number 15 in the ball game. Loomis now will throw it in, leading it by 3, and maybe they've found a little mojo themselves after being down 8 in this low-scoring game. Skip pass. Ooh, a push. They're going to get Samuelson for that. He shoved Shane Sundquist right in the back as the shot was being taken. Good call by the official. He caught him, and that is the third on Samuelson. And Loomis will get the ball underneath. I think they would have counted that shot had it went. Inbounds pass. They'll get another chance at a 3 in the corner, but it is no good that time by Lindstrom. Ball being batted around, and at midcourt, we've got a foul called on Loomis. And it's going to be Kalen Anderson with his first. And Elm Creek will get the basketball. Both teams have never really found a rhythm in this ball game. With all the turnovers, it's been tough to get anything going. Man-to-man by Loomis, zone by Elm Creek. They've stayed in that the whole game. With it is Crowley, left side, dribbles into the free throw line, stops, kicks it out. Samuelson swings it left side. Bartley fakes the 3, got Bartruff to bite, drives, missed the shot though. Bartley able to tip the ball to himself, put it up right into Bartruff's hand, and he blocked it out of bounds. Good job there by Jamison Bartruff to hold his ground. And Bartley just shot it right into his hand. Out of bounds it goes to Elm Creek. And it'll be Buffalo basketball on the baseline. 26-23 the score. And it'll be Crowley to throw it in to the corner to Stevens. One dribble, can't get anywhere. Needs some help. Pass knocked away by McNall. Steal is made. Here comes Loomis. They've got a 4-on-2. Bounce pass through the paint. A foul will send Parker Lindstrom to the line to shoot 2. Elm Creek definitely didn't have numbers, so they tried to slow it all down. And the foul on Zach Crowley will be his first. 26-23 Loomis in his boys' quarterfinal matchup. And the first free throw now for Parker Lindstrom. On the way, and it is too strong. Into the ball game now for Elm Creek, Zach Johnson and Kyler Beck. Elm Creek using an 8-man rotation in the first half. Loomis has played even more than that. Second free throw on the way, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Elm Creek's Jacob Bartling. He's got 5 now in the ball game. Up the floor come the Buffaloes. Johnson top of the circle. One dribble, nowhere to go. Hands to Oreda. Right side of the key. Kicks it back out in the corner to Bartling. Up to the free throw line. Quick passes. No looks at the rim, though, right now. Here is Beck. Connor puts it on the floor with the left hand. Gets free at the high post, finds the back cut, Oreda lobs it in for the layup. And Luke Oreda now with 6 points in this basketball game. 26-25. That's the first bucket of the second half for the Buffaloes. And the Wolves trying to find a way to answer right back here. We'll work the ball around the perimeter here against this 1-3-1 zone. Skip pass into the corner to Parker Lindstrom. He'll give it back out to McNall. McNall lobs it inside to Bartruff. It's taken away by Crowley. Loomis with their first turnover of the half. Oreta up the floor into the corner to Bartley. Jacob doesn't like that three, but Crowley does, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Bartley. He's fouled. The foul is going to be called on number 40, Bartruff, his third, and they're going to say free throws upcoming for Jacob Bartley. Elm Creek was 1 of 3 in the first half. Loomis 3 of 4 from the line, so not a lot of free throws attempted. And Bartley now with his first one of the ball game on the way, and it's no good. 4 points, 6 rebounds for the freshman, 6'2", another kid whose name you're going to have to watch over the next few seasons as he continues to improve under Coach Cavani. Second free throw now on the way, and that's too strong, but Arreta skies to get the loose ball. Now tries to find somebody to get it to as he's trapped on the baseline. To Stevens to Beck. Beck gets it over to Crowley. And Crowley throws it out towards midcourt. Beck has it. Loomis a step quicker here than Elm Creek in the half court with an Oreta. Oreta drives right side. Stops in the corner. Knocked away. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it's last touch by the Wolves. So Elm Creek will keep possession here. 4:57 to go in the third quarter. It's 26-25. Loomis by one over the Elm Creek Buffaloes, who will inbound it here to Beck. And he double dribbled. 17 turnovers for the Buffaloes. And back into the ball game for Loomis. Josh Earsom, Matt Gray. They're both going to check in. And also coming in, Kyle Samuelson. The guards will stay in right now. McNall and Anderson. They lob it to Anderson. Open three, left corner by Kalen is going to be no good. Rebound, winning the battle. Tyler Beck, outlet pass, gets it to Johnson. Zach to the left corner, to the baseline, tries to force it inside to Crowley, and it's knocked away. As Earsom looked like he might have got a hand on it. Elm Creek ball underneath their own hoop. Trailing by one. It's been a third quarter to drought the offense. Three-pointer, Oreta fires. It's no good. And the rebound brought down again by Loomis. This time it's Earsom. Long outlet pass. They give it right back to Josh, the trailer. And then his pass is going to be knocked away by Kyler Beck. Both teams looking to get deeper into this conference tournament for the first time in a while. It's been top-heavy lately with the likes of Pleasanton and Overton and Axtell, who have been towards the top of the state rankings in their classes. Bounce pass up top. Here's a three-pointer on the way. That one's way off by McNall after hitting a couple early, and the rebound brought down by Luke Oreta, his fourth. But we've played 4 minutes here in the quarter, and each team has one bucket. Driving in and throwing through the paint over to Bartley. He takes a 10-footer, no good. Follows his shot, got the rebound. Gets out of there to Oreta. Oreta knifes his way down the middle of the lane. Shot, no good. McNall pulls down the rebound. McNall all the way to the other end. The runner is up and in. 11 points now for Clay McNall. 28-25 Loomis, and that'll allow him to put some pressure on. Stepping through Crowley. Crowley gets it to Johnson. Outlet pass is tipped out of bounds by Loomis. Back into the ball game. Parker Lindstrom and Shane Sundquist and Damon Steinbrink for Coach Johnson. So if this game comes down to the fourth quarter, Coach Johnson trying to keep his troops a little more fresh. Remember, the first meeting of the year was the first game of January for these two teams, and Elm Creek won it 51-48. Right now, they trail by three and putting it on the floor. Crowley drives, got away with a little contact. Loomis did that time, and the rebound brought down by Matt Gray. But Loomis can't take advantage of it. Their outlet pass is thrown away, and Elm Creek will get the ball right back. Needing to travel the length of the court against the full court pressure. They're going to baseball it down the floor. They've got their man. Crowley takes it in. He's fouled. The shot won't go. Matt Gray, his second personal foul. And Crowley with the layup. Took a while, but a good play call there by Elm Creek, as much as Loomis was overplaying the ball. And two free throws now coming up for Crowley. He's 0 of 1 at the line. He's 0 of 2 at the line. Loomis had been the team that had struggled at the line. I believe Coach Johnson told me the one-point loss to Alma, they were something like 13-31. Second free throw. This time it goes in. And Crowley gets his first point of the half. He's got eight. And it's 28-26 Loomis with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Right wing with the basketball is going to be Sundquist. Back up top, they'll go to Lindstrom. Playing catch with Sundquist here against the Elm Creek zone. He's trapped in the zone now, and a foul going to be called on the Buffaloes. They tried to help him a little bit that time, and it's going to go on Kyler Beck. His first, third team foul. Team fouls even at three apiece with 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Triples are wild, and a triple from the corner by Sundquist won't go, and the rebound brought down by Kyler Beck. Up the floor comes Elm Creek, a chance to tie the ball game or take the lead with a three. Beck comes into the paint, left-hand runner, up and in, and we are tied at 28. Beck with 5 points now, and Loomis trouble finding the handle on the ball, and they never do, and they turn it over. So another little momentum switch here, and Elm Creek could take the lead back. On the floor right now for Elm Creek, Oreta checks back in. You've also got in there Stevens, Zach Johnson, Beck, and the fifth man on the floor is Jacob Bartley. Against the Loomis pressure, Elm Creek has struggled to handle that throughout the night. Stevens is going to bring it up himself against the big fellow Matt Gray, the 6'5 sophomore, trying to guard him man-to-man in the backcourt. That's not going to work for the Loomis Wolves as Beck's going to drive again and hit another one. Tyler Beck with the quick trigger gets in the lane and hits another one, and it's 30-28. Elm Creek regains the lead here. Loomis with just 4 points in the quarter. Trying to change that. The three-pointer Lindstrom in. Parker Lindstrom hits the first three-pointer of the second half, and the Wolves go right back up on top, 31-30 with 2 minutes to go. Stevens in the backcourt, trapped by the double team. Finds a deflection. The ball knocked away, goes off the rim, and it ends up in the hands of Kyle Rademacher. That's an Elm Creek turnover, and Loomis gives it right back. Boy, it's just go, go, go. And even if the numbers aren't there, nobody's stopping. 15 turnovers for Loomis, 18 for Elm Creek in this game. 31-30 Loomis, a minute 40 to go here in quarter number three. Elm Creek ball, break the press the time. They got a two-on-one. Johnson brings it in. Bartley didn't come, though. Bartley stayed out on the wing. The pass was stolen away. The steal made by Clay McNall, who brings it into the front court. Swings it far left wing to Sundquist. High post, they go to Kyle Rademacher, who's back in, to McNall, 4-3, skips off the rim, no good, offensive rebound, put back up and in by Kyle Rademacher. 6 points now in the ball game for Rademacher, and it's 33-30. Loomis by three, and Elm Creek will get it into the front court with Stevens, dribbling, going for the steal. Anderson couldn't poke it away, but now the pass taken away. McNall takes it in, gets fouled. Elm Creek, just when they got the lead, now turn it over three straight times. The foul is on Zach Johnson, his second. And at the line, Clay McNall. He's one of two. I've got him for 11 points, three rebounds. Throw a couple of steals on there. And the first free throw is on the way and in. Don't forget, coming up next here on Classic Hits, the top seed and host of tonight's tournament games, Pleasanton, will take on the Elwood Pirates, scheduled to tip at 7:30. Here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Second free throw on the way, and that won't go. A rebound brought down by Luke Oreta, his fifth of the ball game. Then picks his dribble up in the backcourt, makes a long pass that's going to be taken away. Parker Lindstrom with the steal. Seven turnovers in the quarter, 21 in the game for Elm Creek. And Loomis still only leads by four. Skip pass over the zone to McNall, right-hand corner on the low block. And a shove from behind. Stevens tried to pick the pocket of Earsom, but I think they're going to get Bartley for the shove. Nope, they're going to get it on Stevens. Third on Travis Stevens. Fifth team foul. Sean Smith comes in for Elm Creek. Austin Samuelson will return. 43 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Loomis looking for their biggest lead of the ball game, which is four, trying to extend it. And the Wolves may spread the floor here and play for the last shot. They went to kind of a four-corner here, but driving into the right-hand corner is Lindstrom. Tried to get it on the low block. Smith reached over the top and knocked it out of Earsom's hands. 29 seconds to go in the quarter. Loomis to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Clay McNall into the corner. Open three on the way by Lindstrom. It's off the mark, no good. Long rebound all the way out top. Lindstrom was the first one to get it. And Loomis will reset. Play for the last shot with 20 seconds. Over to Anderson. Anderson playing catch up top. They're throwing it back and forth over the head of Zach Johnson in this 1-3-1. 10 seconds to go, and now it's time to roll for Loomis. Now 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Midcourt, they're backing up 6 seconds. Elm Creek with good defense. Lindstrom has to force up an 18-footer, and nothing but net. Elm Creek played great defense, and Lindstrom just hit a tough shot. And it's Loomis 36, Elm Creek 30. We go to the fourth quarter after this on Classic Hits.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We head to the fourth corner, and Elm Creek has the ball, trailing by six. That's their largest deficit of the ball game. They were outscored 12-7 there in the third quarter. Buffaloes need something good to get going here. Oreta drives the baseline, stops underneath the hoop, kicks it out on the wing. Now up top, Samuelson for three. It's off the mark, out of bounds to Loomis. Let's take a look at some of the numbers here through three quarters. Loomis is led in scoring by Clay McNall with 12. They've turned it over 15 times. They're 4 of 8 from the free throw line, 4 of 14 from three-point land. Loomis has the ball. Elm Creek is led in scoring by Zach Crowley with 8. Beck has 7, and now we've got a jump ball called, and the arrow points the way of Loomis, so they'll maintain possession. But Elm Creek has 21 turnovers. They're 2 of 7 from the free throw line, and they're 2 of 7 from three-point land. Lob it into Bartroff, who's been on the bench a while. Jamison catches, shoots, and scores. 8 points now for Bartroff, and it's an 8-point lead for Loomis. 38-30, 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Elm Creek trying to race up the floor to break the press. Stevens out top to Bartley, into Oreta, got in the paint. They're going to call him for a travel. Turnover number 22 on Elm Creek. Tanner Cavity is going to sub back into the ball game. Zach Johnson and Kyler Beck. And Loomis now may see a little more pressure in the backcourt. Looks like they're going to extend that zone to a trap. McNall throws it long into the front court to Sundquist. Back to Anderson, into the corner to Sundquist. Instead, Shane won't grab it because it was tipped by Elm Creek, and out of bounds it goes. A Loomis ball in the far corner, and McNall's going to go safety here and just throw it out to Anderson, leading it 38-30. Skip pass left wing to Lindstrom. Lindstrom drives left baseline. Double team, cut off, steps through to the free throw line. Anderson has some room, drives, and gets fouled, they say. And let's see who this was on. There was a host of blue as he made the move towards the hoop. Third on Zach Johnson. Sixth team foul on Elm Creek. Loomis has been called for three. And at the line to shoot two, Kalen Anderson. He's 2 of 2, and he's hit a three-pointer for 5 points. This free throw in and out, no good. Both teams in good shape timeout-wise with four remaining. Second free throw now for Kalen Anderson, and that one is no good. And the rebound brought down by Luke Oreta, his sixth. Free throw shooting has been very poor here in the second half. And it's 38-30. Loomis leads it by 8. Give you an update from Overton here in just a second. At least we hope to, as the three-pointer by Oreta is up no good. Bartley got the rebound. He's fouled in traffic. Jacob will go to the line to shoot a pair, and the foul's on Clay McNall, his second. And Jacob Bartling is 0-2 at the line tonight. The first one is on the way, and it's bouncing around and in. 5 points for the freshman, 38-31. And the second free throw is on the way, in and out, no good. Clay McNall gets his fourth rebound after committing that foul, and quickly up the floor come the Loomis Wolves. 6 minutes to go, 38-31 Loomis. McNall, pass deflected out of bounds by Zach Crawley. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Elm Creek, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Fort Kearney Conference Boys quarterfinals as the jumper by Anderson from 10 is no good. Rebound brought down by Luke Areta, and as they try to trap him in the backcourt, a Loomis foul. The foul on the Wolves will go against Shane Sundquist, his first of the game. Fifth team foul on the Wolves. And they continue to put on full court pressure here. Elm Creek to throw it in. Baseball pass again. They overthrow Crowley and out of bounds. They scored on it earlier. This time they overthrow the man, and it wasn't touched. So all the way back to the other end, and Loomis gets to inbound it underneath their own hoop. It was 24-23 at the half. Loomis led by one. Inbounds pass wide open three, and he buries it. Parker Lindstrom. They didn't see him. They didn't find him for some reason, and it's now 41-31 Loomis. Elm Creek has been held to 8 points so far in the second half, and they're down 10. It's not a good combination. Buffalo basketball trying to find a way to get some points. Zach Johnson to counter back, and Beck's kind of the guy that's been doing that. He'll drive, throw up a tough one, no good. Rebound brought down underneath by Shane Sundquist, who got poked in the eye. Try and shake that off, and Loomis will get the ball down to Bartra. Bounces his way in, puts it up and scores. Elm Creek needs a timeout, and there it is. With 5:11 to go in the ball game, it is now Loomis 43 and Elm Creek 31. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
This ball game was tied at 28 in the third quarter. And since then, a 15-3 run by Loomis as Areta breaks the press, takes it to the other end, missed the layup. The rebound by Kalen Anderson, and as he comes to the other end, stops right underneath the hoop and walked with it. First turnover of the fourth quarter for Loomis. There's 16th of the ball game. And Elm Creek just struggling right now. As we said, being outscored 15-3 here since we were tied at 28. Zach Crowley uses a pick to get across the timeline, left side. Still with the dribble. Then as he makes the drive, he dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. Third turnover of the quarter, the 24th of the ball game for Elm Creek, and that is by far the story. Elm Creek's turnovers have helped them to this 12-point deficit. Clay McNall brings it to the high post for Loomis. Hands it off to Parker Lindstrom. Lindstrom back up top they go. Holding the ball with 4:35 to go in the game. Give and go. Try to get it inside. Crowley knocked it away. Couldn't come away with it cleanly. They call him for traveling. So the ball stays with Loomis. No turnover. He stepped in that passing lane and just grabbed it. Didn't have time to dribble it before he ran out of space. Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it all the way out top to Kalen Anderson. Anderson tries to go one-on-one. Crowley cuts him off. Hands it off to Lindstrom. Lindstrom bounce pass to Bartruff. And a foul going to be called. Free throws coming up. The foul is on Bartling. And two free throws now for Jamison Bartruff. Hasn't been to the line. but does have 10 points. First foul of the game on Bartley. And the free throw is on the way, and it skips out, no good. I'll tell you, there's nothing to say that pretty soon we won't just see Elm Creek foul a lot because neither team's making free throws. Second free throw on the way, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Bartling, his game-high ninth. He's still dribbling, finally gets Oreta, now into the hands of Johnson. Zach tipped away, McNall makes the steal by himself, shot no good, he's fouled. McNall will go to the line and shoot two. The foul is on Luke Oreta, that's his first. And for McNall, he is 2 of 4 at the line. He has 12 points to lead the Wolves tonight. Free throw, no good. Loomis is 0 of 5 in the quarter, 1 of 9 in the second half from the free throw line. Second free throw now for McNall. No good. Rebound to Bartling, and he's got 10. Tries to bring it up the floor, knocked away again. Loomis grabs it and calls the timeout. 4:02 to go in the basketball game. It is Fort Kearney Conference Boys Quarterfinal. Loomis 43, Elm Creek 31. We'll be right back.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here. Eustis Farnham leading SEM after three, 29-20. That game was tied 13-all at the half. Eustis Farnham 29-20 over SEM after three quarters over at Overton. Right now it's 43-31. Loomis with 3:50 to go in the ball game. Bartruff in the paint, catches, kicks it into the corner. Anderson for three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Travis Stevens to Oreta. Luke will bring the ball across the timeline. Crossover dribble into the paint. Dishes it off. There was a collision. Bartley gets the score. And a timeout by Elm Creek. Oreta dished it off. There was just a little contact. Loomis tried to draw the charge. But he dished it to Bartley, who made a nice move along the baseline. And Elm Creek has their first field goal of the fourth quarter. Only 3 points here in this quarter. And Elm Creek took the timeout. With 3:31 to go in the ball game, 43-33. Loomis will be right back.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Loomis will face full court pressure here out of the Elm Creek timeout. Try to throw over the top. They will get it into the hands of Parker Lindstrom. Lindstrom into the front court, being ridden there by Oreta. Kicks it to the baseline to McNall. McNall takes the shot. It's no good. Anderson with an offensive rebound, though. And Loomis will reset. Leading it by 10, 43-33. Inside, try to get it to Bartruff. And jumping through the lane and ending up hard on the floor is Oreta. But he did knock it away. And the ball will stay with Loomis. Underneath their own hoop, they'll throw it in to Sundquist. Sundquist dribbles up towards midcourt. Hands it off to Lindstrom. Lindstrom to the right side, picks his dribble up to Anderson. 3 minutes to go in the game. Trying to lob it down low to Bartruff. They throw it over his head and out of bounds. Second turnover here in the fourth quarter for the Wolves. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats for you. And then it'll be Pleasanton and Elwood. Stevens needs some help in the backcourt to Beck. They better hustle. They do get it across to Crowley. Crowley's going to take it all the way in and an easy call charge. Good position and not flinching a muscle, Shane Sundquist. And Crowley will be called for the charge, his second foul. And Elm Creek just flat out can't get anything going. Held to 10 points here in the second half, and there's only 2:44 to go. Loomis again throws it into the corner against this trap, and that's exactly what Elm Creek wants. And now they're in the backcourt with a long pass up ahead to Lindstrom. And Loomis just needs to melt clock now. Spread the floor and pass the ball. They're up by 10. Give and go. Ball taken away, Crowley. Crowley will try and bring it up himself against Caleb Anderson. And it's taken him a long time to do so to Oreda. And Beck will bring it across the timeline. 2:15 to go. Bartley. Bartley out around the three-point arc. Hands it off there to Oreda. Now back to Bartley in the paint. He makes a move, puts the shot up from six and scores. And another timeout from Elm Creek. They're only going to have one remaining. There's over 2 minutes left in this basketball game. They only have one timeout remaining, and they'll use a 30-second timeout. 2:03 to go in the ball game. 43-35, Loomis. We'll be right back.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
2:03 remains here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. It is Loomis 43, Elm Creek 35. Loomis was up 12. Elm Creek got the last two buckets. And Loomis now will face full court pressure. They'll dump it in this time to Shane Sundquist. He dribbles into the traffic again. Now just throws it up all the way to the other end. Good arm to Bartruff. He'll dish it off to McNall. Takes the short jumper but missed it. Rebound brought down by Luke Oreda. Loomis has taken shots they don't need to be taken and given Elm Creek a chance to get back in the game. Crowley for three, but it won't go. That would have been huge. The rebound brought down by Clay McNall. McNall all the way to the other end. Crowley got back, blocked the shot, and Loomis will give it up again. Elm Creek still time here if they can get a bucket. Crowley at the top of the circle, a little farther out than that to Beck. Minute 25 to go, 43-35. Bartley fakes the three. Bartruff bit on it, and Bartley takes it in, and then it's blocked by McNall. Blocked by McNall and taken away. Jacob made a great move. And now Loomis can just hold the basketball, and Elm Creek's got to come out and play man-to-man with a minute 10 to go. And a foul will be called, and that is the 10th, and that will be a double bonus. Clay McNall will go to the line and shoot two. Zach Crowley with his third personal foul. Elm Creek had a chance. They had a chance on back-to-back possessions. Right now, remember, Loomis is 0 of 6 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. Two of those by McNall. First free throw here, short. In case you're missing it, 0 of 7 here in the fourth quarter. 1 of 11 in the second half for Loomis. Second free throw for McNall. On the way, no good. Rebound brought down by Jacob Bartling. Now a scramble for it in the backcourt. Jump ball, Elm Creek ball. So they'll maintain possession. But Loomis can't give them many more opportunities here without cashing in. Loomis going to put on that pressure, and Elm Creek has had trouble with it, and they throw it away. They throw it away, overthrow Bartling, and now Loomis plays keep away again. 55 seconds to go. Still not fouling. They'll hand it off to Sundquist. And trying to foul. There it is. Oreda will commit the foul, his second, but just 46 seconds remain. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. Two free throws to go here for Parker Lindstrom. He's got 8 points. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is good. Someone has made a free throw in the second half. For Elm Creek, the story was Jacob Bartley, besides the turnovers, had all five of their points here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Luke Oreda, his seventh of the half. Long outlet pass, knocked away. Another Elm Creek turnover. 40 seconds to go, 44-35. Loomis is going to advance on. Most likely Pleasanton, one of the better rivalries in this conference, and another foul. Zach Crowley with his fourth. And two more free throws coming up. This time they're going to give Kalen Anderson a chance at the line. Steve Johnson just looked up right at me during one of these free throw attempts in disbelief. But here, Kalen Anderson puts it up and in. He's actually 3 of 5 from the line now. Has 6 points. 45-35, lead back to 10 here for Loomis, who trailed most of the first half. Second one is good. So the first time since Anderson was at the line of the second quarter, somebody's made two free throws in a row. 46-35, Bartling at the other end, takes it in for the layup. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Jamison Bartra. Outlet pass gets it to Sundquist. 17 seconds to go, and Loomis can just dribble the clock out. The Wolves will go to 10-4. Elm Creek will fall to 7-8. And Loomis will play at 6:15 in the semifinal game on Friday night on ESPN Radio. As they hold the ball, Elm Creek will wait for the clock to run out, and there's the horn. The final score, the Loomis Wolves 46, and the Elm Creek Buffaloes 35. Loomis avenges one of their four losses on the season. We'll be back for the Misco Sports postgame show in 1 minute.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And welcome back to Pleasanton, where it is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games that you play. Misco's has all the brand name apparel from Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more to play in or to watch the game in and be comfortable. Also, for the folks getting ready for the upcoming spring sports season, they've got the track cleats. They've got the baseball and softball gear that you'll need at Misco Sports. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the ball game. First of all, for Elm Creek, Austin Samuelson, 2 points, one rebound. Luca Reda, 6 points, nine rebounds, and one block shot. Zach Crowley, 8 points, one rebound, two block shots. Travis Stevens, 3 points, two rebounds. Tyler Beck, 7 points, two rebounds. And the freshman leads them tonight, Jacob Bartling, with 9 points and a game high, 11 rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half for Elm Creek. Free throw shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 0 of 5 in the second half of play. Turnovers, 14 in each half for Elm Creek tonight, and that was the story in the ball game. 23 points in the first half, 12 points in the second half is all Elm Creek can manage tonight. They finish with 35 points, 26 rebounds, 3 out of 9 at the free throw line, 2 out of 9 from three-point land, 3 block shots, 28 turnovers. Elm Creek goes to 7-8, and they will be back in action on the 11th, Friday the 11th. They'll host Amherst and then travel to Elwood on the 18th. A couple of games that Elm Creek probably will be favored in to try and get above 500 before heading in to the sub-district tournament. We'll come back and look at the numbers for Loomis after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers of the ball game now for the Loomis Wolves. Clay McDonald led all scorers tonight with 12 points. He had 5 rebounds and 1 block. Kyle Rademacher, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Parker Lindstrom, 9 points, 2 rebounds. Kalen Anderson, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Shane Sundquist, 2 points, 1 rebound. Josh Earsom had a rebound. Matt Gray, 5 rebounds. Jamison Bartroff, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 1 block. Kyle Samuelson, 2 rebounds and a block. And Damon Steinbrink had 2 rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half for Loomis. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, 4 of 16 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half and 7 in the second half. Loomis had 24 points in the first half, 22 in the second half, and the Wolves finished with 46 points, 25 rebounds, 7 of 20 from the free throw line, 5 of 16 from three-point land, 3 block shots, and 18 turnovers. But it's good enough for Loomis to improve to 10-4 on the season with a 46-35 win over Elm Creek. They'll advance on to play the Pleasanton-Elwood winner Friday night at 6:15 in the Viero Event Center in Kearney in the conference tournament semifinals. Loomis and Elm Creek were tied at 28 midway through the third quarter, and Loomis outscores them 18-7 the rest of the way to pick up the victory. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. If your youngster is getting ready or competing in youth wrestling, they've got everything you could need from the singlets, the headgear, the knee pads, and the shoes from the top name brands like Mattman, Brute, Adidas, and Asics on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center at Misco Sports. I believe we have a final score for you from Overton. Eustace Farnham has defeated Sumner Eddyville Miller. Eustace Farnham 41 and SEM 34. Overton getting ready to play Axtell in the other quarterfinal matchup that tips off there at 7:30. We'll tip off here at about 7:45, it looks like, maybe a couple minutes before that, as Elwood will play Pleasanton. We'll take a short break and be back with you for more high school basketball. For our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying keep it here for more high school hoops.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.